This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos. Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara quoted the answer of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, in order to answer the contradiction between the Mishnah Elon Aris that says these women get Knas and the Mishnah Makos that say they get Malkos, that it's going like Reb Meir, who says that indeed, Loikyo Meshalim, that you get both, you get whipped and you pay. So Gemara asked, well, if it's Reb Meir, then even one's own daughter, if somebody raped one's own daughter, the halacha should be that you should get death penalty, kares, as well as misa. And yet the Mishnah in Ksubai says that by bitai, you do not pay knas. And don't say that Reb Meir holds that by misa would pater you from knas, because we bring a proof that Reb Meir holds misa does not pater you from knas, because it says if somebody stole and shechted on Shabbos, stole and shechted for Avodah Zarah, stole an ox that was decreed that there was a verdict that it should be killed because it killed somebody else. So the halacha is, Reb Meir holds that you pay, even though you're chayiv for the death penalty, you still pay. The chachamim say you're pater. So you can't say it's Reb Meir, because if it would be Reb Meir, even bitoy should be chayiv. So the Gemara said, no, really, Reb Meir holds that death paters you from payment. So why, in the case of Ganav v'tavach b'Shabbos, Ganav v'tavach l'avodas k'chavim, are you chayiv? The Gemara said, it's talking about where the robber had someone else shecht it. So the person who shechted it is chayiv misa, and the one who he shechted it for is chayiv mamain, because this is an exception to the rule where we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. The Gemara brings different proofs that when it comes to toiveach ha'idei acher by dal behe, we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So the Gemara asks two lines from the bottom, lam gimel amud beis ibe toiveach ha'idei acher. If somebody else shechted it, my taimayu d'rabanan. What's the reason of the rabbanon? Why do the Rabbanon say that the death penalty exempts you from monetary payment, but someone else shechted it? So the person who's incurring the monetary payment is not the same person who is incurring the death penalty. The death penalty is incurred by the agent. The monetary payment is incurred by the one who sent the agent. Says the Gemara, the reason why the Rabbanon hold that you are Pater from Dalad Vehe is because it's an ineffective shechita. Man chachamim, Reb Shimon hi. Who are the chachamim here? It's Reb Shimon. Da amar shechita she'in aruya lo yishma shechita. It's Reb Shimon who says that shechita, which is not fit, is not considered a shechita. Shechita that is not going to permit you to eat the animal is not considered a shechita. And in this case, the shechita is not the type of shechita that will permit you to eat the animal. Says Gemara, Hatenach avodes koychavim. That works out if you shechted it for avodah zara. That the shechita for avodah zara is not a valid shechita. It's not going to render the animal edible, because the shechita of avodah zara is considered zivchei mesim and it's aser. Likewise, if you shecht an animal that there's a verdict that the animal should be killed, also it's not going to permit you to eat it, because since it's nigmar dinoi for misa, it's aser bahana. Ela shechitas Shabbos, shechita ruihi. But shechting an animal on Shabbos will render an animal fit to be eaten. Meaning, even though you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, if somebody goes ahead and does shecht on Shabbos, it will aser you from, it will permit you to eat the animal. Shechita b'Shabbos is a fit shechita. It's a shechita that is ruya. It is a shechita that is effective. Says the Gemara, the Tanan, how do I know that? Hashoychet b'Shabbos, someone who shechs on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, Even though you're liable to the death penalty, shchita sekshera, the shchita is kosher. Shchita b'Shabbos is a what we call a shchita ruya. It's a fit shchita. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon or the Chachamim hold like Reb Yochanan Sandler that shchita b'Shabbos is not a shchita ruya. Says the Gemara, Savor lo k'Reb Yochanan Hasandler. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Hamavashel b'Shabbos, one who cooks on Shabbos. B'shoigeg, someone who cooks on Shabbos b'shoigeg, yoichal. He is allowed to eat it even on that very day. If somebody forgets it, somebody didn't realize it was Shabbos, or didn't realize you're not a shecht on Shabbos, if you did it b'shoigeg, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. B'mezid lo yoichal. If you do it intentionally, you cannot eat it. You can't eat it ever, but others could. Divi Ramer, that's the opinion of Ramer. So the Ramer holds that Shchita b'Shabbos is a Shchita Ruya because other people could eat it. Rabbi Huda says b'shoigeg you can't eat it on Shabbos. L'matzah Shabbos, you could eat a matzah Shabbos. B'mezid lo yoichal lo ilames. B'mezid, you can't eat it ever. Only others could eat it. When could others eat it? Doesn't say. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, B'shoge yoichal l'matzah shas, b'meizid lo yoichal oilames. You can't eat it ever. Others could eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler oimer, B'shoge yoichal l'matzah shas, B'shoige, you could eat a matzah Shabbos, la'achirim, others, v'loy loy, but not him. B'mezid, but if you do it b'mezid, lo yoichal loy, loy v'loy la'achirim. But if you do it b'mezid, you can eat it, and others can eat it. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler holds, that shchita b'Shabbos, loy shma shchita, is not considered a valid shchita, not for you, and not for others. And therefore, the reason why the Chachamim say you're pater from Dalet Vehei, even though the one who shechted it is Chayiv Misa, and the one who was shechted it for would be Chayiv Dalet Vehei, is because it's a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, even on Shabbos, he holds like Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that it's a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya. My time of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler that Shechita B'Shabbos is not considered a Shechita? Says Gemara, K'dedarash Rab Chia, Apischa D'Bei Nesia. Like Reb Chia darshened at the doorway of the Nasi, Ushmartem es haShabbos, you should keep the Shabbos, ki kodesh hi lachem, the Shabbos is holy for you. Ma kodesh asur ba'achila, just like kodshim, you know how to eat, af mas haShabbos asur ba'achila. So too, the act of Shabbos is asur ba'achila. That's where Rabbi Yochanan Sandler learns it from. He learns it from the pasuk, Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh Ki kodeshi, ma kodesh asur ba'achila af masa Shabbos asur ba'achila. Says Gemara, ma kodesh asur ba'hana af masa Shabbos asur ba'hana. If kodesh is asur ba'hana, maybe Shabbos should also be asur ba'hana. Tamad loymar lochem, for you. Kodeshi lochem, shalchem yehe. It should be yours. You're allowed to get hana from it, but you're not allowed to eat it because it's like kachim. If you're not allowed to eat it, I would think even if you shecht b'shoigeg, you're not allowed to eat it. V'ha yachal afilu b'shoigeg. I would think even b'shoigeg, you would not be allowed to eat it. Talmud loymar b'chalileha mois yumas. Those who desecrate her should die. Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hi m'chalileha mois yumas. Those who desecrate it will surely be put to death. Which we learn out, B'mezid amarti lach, we're only talking about if you violate it, b'mezid v'loy b'shogig, not if you do it inadvertently. So we're saying that the reason why the Chachamim say that you're pater from Dalet Vehei is it's talking about a shchita she'ena ru'uya, which is lav shmei shchita, and therefore you're not chayiv Dalet Vehei. Says Gemara, pligi bar Rav Acha v'Ravina, z'machlikas Rav Acha and Ravina, chad amar, one opinion holds, ma'isa Shabbos do'iraisa, if you do an act on Shabbos, it's an Isra Dairaisa v'chad Omar Durabanan. One opinion holds Durabanan. Manda Omar Dairaisa Kida Amran. The opinion that holds it's in Daraisa is, as we said, holds like Rabbi Yochanan Hasanler, and we darshan it from the Pasuk, Ushmartim es HaShabbos, Ki Koideshi Mechalalea Moisimas. Manda Amar Drabanan, the opinion that holds that it's only Asr Medrabanan, Amar Kra Koideshi, He Koidesh. The Sabbath is holy. Ve'ein ma'aseh kodesh. But the actions that you do on it are not like kachim. So now back to the question, according to the opinion that it's not asr medaraisa, so it's a shechita ruya. So if it's a shechita ruya and someone else shechted it, why did the Chachamim say you're pater from dalet vehei? The one who shechted it is chayiv misa. He shechted it for someone else, so yesh liach l'dvar avera, that someone else should be chayiv dalet vehei. Don't tell me it's a shechita she'en ruya. What does the Manda Amar that Shechita She'en Ruya is only a problem Midrabanan? What are they going to say? Meaning, I understand you say it's a Shechita She'en Ruya, but Shabbos is Ruya Midaraisa. It's only Asr Midrabanan. So if it's only Asr Midrabanan, the owner, the person who stole it, the person who it was Shechted for should pay Dalet Vehei. Says the Gemara, Ulamad Amar Drabanan, Mai Taimayu Drabanan. What would the reason of the Rabbanan be? That they're putter from Dalet Vehei by shechting it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Ki Kapachi Rabbanan Ashara, Eina Chanami. The rabbis only say you're putter from Dalet Vehei if you shecht for Avodah Zarah, or if you shecht the Shar HaNiskal. But if you shecht on Shabbos, then you're chayiv dalet vehei. They only exempted the other two cases. Frek de Gemara, nu kasha, toiveach la'avodas koychavim. We say that if you shecht for avodah zarah, so then the rabbanon say, Rav Meir holds your chayiv dalet vehei. Why? Why you chayiv dalet vehei? Because the person who shechted it is chayiv misa, and the one who shechted it on his behalf is chayiv dalet vehei. But wait a second. Toiveach la'avodas koychavim. If someone shechts for idols, kiven de shachat beporta. Once you shecht a tiny bit, it's sarlei. The animal is aser. It's aser bahana. The animal is prohibited in benefit. It's already aser bahana. So then, when you finish the shechting, and you want to, now the question is, maybe there's a chiyuv dalet vehei, but this animal was lost to the owner. Once the ganav shechted a tiny bit, so it became asr, it became avodah zarah. So it becomes avodah zarah, you didn't shecht an animal that belonged to the owner. You shechted something that was asr b'hana. Why would you be chayiv dalet vehei? But you didn't shecht something that belongs to an owner. Says the Gemara, kiven the shechet b'porta. Once you shecht a little bit, it's olei, it became asr. Idach, and then the rest, ki katavach, when you're shechting, lav demari katavach. You're not shechting an animal of the owner. You're shechting an animal that already became asr b'hana to the owner. So what are you paying dalet vehei for? You're shechting an animal that was lost to the owner. Why would you be chayiv dalet vehei? Rashi says, lav demari katavach, it's asr to the owner. The chiv of dalet vehei, it says, tvicha. And you're not chayiv until the end of the shechita. And before then, it already became asr bahana to the owner. So then, it's already lost to the owner. There's no way to return it at that point. So why would you be chayiv dalet vehei? Rava said, "Ba'omer, with a guy who shechts that says Bigmar zvicha hu oivda, he's worshiping it at the completion of the shechita. So at that moment, it's avodah zarah and it's asr bahana. And at that moment is when there's you incurred the dalet vehei. At the same time, it became asr avodah zarah. Now the Gemara asks the question." If you shecht a shar haniskal, an animal that was condemned to be stoned, so then what? You're chayiv dalet vehei? Why are you chayiv dalet vehei? this animal that was condemned to be stoned is not owned by anyone because it's condemned to be stoned. So what are you chayiv dalav vehi for? You chayiv dalav vehi if you shecht someone's animal. This animal that was condemned to be stoned is not the ownership of anybody. It was asur b'hana. Who owns it? Says Gemara. Shar haniskal. A ox that was condemned to be stoned. Lavdi dehu dekatavach. You're not shechting the owner's ox. So what are you chayiv for? You're not shechting the owner's ox. So the Gemara says like this. Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Hachmaya skina, and here what are we talking about? Kagoin shamasu l'shoimer. You gave your animal to someone to watch. V'hizik v'bei shoimer. And while the shoimer was watching it, it damaged, it killed someone. V'nigbar dinar v'bei shoimer. And it was condemned to be killed in the house of the guard. And v'gonvoy ganu mibei shomer. And it was stolen from the house of the shomer. Now, the truth is, the shomer was negligent. So he should really have to pay the owner an ox. But there's a halacha. The halacha is that according to Rabbi Yaakov, you could just say, look, I know this ox is condemned to die, but here it is. You gave me an ox, I'm giving it back to you. I didn't watch it, and now the ox is condemned to die. Well, do you see anything different about the ox? You gave me the ox. The ox has the same number of teeth, the same number of ears. It looks exactly the same as when you gave it to me. You could turn around and give it back to the owner. So we're talking about a case where the owner gave the ox to someone to watch. The guy was negligent. He didn't watch it. The ox killed someone. But the owner could, the guard, the shomer, could technically turn around and give the ox back to the owner, and that would be sufficient payment. Even though Beis Din is going to come and take it away from the owner and kill it, nevertheless, you could say, you gave me an ox, I'm giving it back to you. So technically, I could have given it to the owner. Now, if now someone comes, steals it, and shechs it, so what are you going to say? They didn't shecht someone's money because it was condemned to die, so it was worthless? No. What's the halacha if somebody is makdish an animal? Let's say someone is makdish an animal. Someone says, Hare alai. Somebody says, I'm going to bring this animal as a carbon. So now, if something happens to that animal, you are responsible to make it up. You are responsible to replace it. So if somebody then steals the animal that I was makdish and shechs it, they have to pay dalad vehe. Why? Because even though technically speaking, the animal that they stole was hektish, but nevertheless, it's something that I own. Why do I own it? Because since if I wouldn't have that animal, I would have to replace it with a different animal. So the animal that I had and was going to be makriv, even though I don't own it, but it's goyrei mamon. Because it's now, if I have it, I don't have to replace it. So utilizing these two factors, namely, something that could be used to replace money is money. That's one factor. So I gave it to a shomer. He messed up, he didn't watch it. But he could have just given it back to the owner. So he has something that even though is not technically monetary value, but it's considered money because it could be used in lieu of money. And so davar hagoyre mamain is mamain. And this is davar hagoyrei mamon, because you could have returned it to me. In other words, the situation is, I give a guard something to watch, and if he doesn't watch it, and it's condemned to die, he could turn around and return it to me. So that means this is The halacha is A, he could return an animal condemned to die, and B, if he could return an animal condemned to die, he also holds like Reb Shimon that something that could be used in lieu of money is like money. Therefore, if at that point it's stolen from the shomer and shechted, you have to pay dalet v'hei to the shomer since he could have returned the animal, and that returned animal would be in lieu of money. So that's why the Rabbanan hold that in the case of Shar HaNiskal, Rab Meir holds, in the case of Shar HaNiskal, you have to pay Dalet Vehe. Once you shacht a little bit, in the case of Shar HaNiskal, the question is, why by Shar HaNiskal do you pay Dalet Vehe according to Rab Meir, but it's worthless? The answer is it's not worthless. It was stolen from the house of the Shomer, and the Shomer could have used it to replace, to return to the owner who he had a responsibility for. That's how we explain the case of Shar HaNiskal. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Isai. Thank you all for joining from around the world, from the land of Israel, from the West Coast, from the East Coast. Have a good night, everyone. Shkoyach. Kol Tov. Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.